his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
It's wrong. If you're in a wheelchair, get up and begin to walk. If you're blind, begin to see. If you're deaf, begin to hear. If you can't taste, begin to test. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I just heard something. There is someone here. You have anosmia. You cannot smell nothing. You're suffering from anosmia. They diagnose you with that. You know, you can't smell a perfume. You have no sense of smell. Come here quickly. There is someone with anosmia. Come on. Come here right now. Come on the stage. You have anosmia. Come. Touch me. Come. Ready. Yes, he. Touch me.
people that Jesus wants to heal and minister to, and lost and don't, you know, have no place. They don't know where they're going when they die, because heaven and hell is real, and we want to win souls to Christ. March 16th, One Night of Miracles with Apostle Ronald Sully. It's free to come to. The cost is free. The admission is free. Parking is free. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net. All you on the Treasure Coast, Fort Pierce, Palm Bay, Vero Beach, West Palm Beach, Stewart, Port St. Lucie, all you come to Millburn, all come next Saturday. Doors open at 6:30. Service starts at 7, and we'll go until the Holy Spirit finishes. So even if you can get there at 6:30, 7, 8, you come. You're all welcome. It's free to come to. More information. 561-3379 is right. That's the prayer line you can call. Also, they have information about the crusade. And again, the address is 2140 14th Avenue in Vero Beach, Florida, at the Heritage Center. You can Google the Heritage Center, or you can type in the address in your GPS. It'll take you right there. It's free admission and free parking, or you can go to powerevangelism.net. That's powerevangelism.net. And with man of God, Apostle Ron Sella, he's going to come and give you an on-time word today, really encouraging your faith, pray for you. So if you're in your car, don't change that dial. 89.9 FM. This is the best Jesus station in the Treasure Coast. Don't change that dial. This is Piercing Darkness Radio broadcast to you, brought to you by man of God, Apostle Ronald Sully, and his ministry, Power Evangelism. So stay tuned right now for a great teaching by the man of God. And don't forget, next Saturday, One Night of Miracles, free to come to with Apostle Sully, Power Evangelism Ministries. Bring the lost souls. Bring those that are sick. Or just come bring yourself. If you want to go deeper in God, you want to hunger for God, you want more passion for God, and you want to get hands laid on you, and just want to be in the presence of the Lord and worship Him, you're all invited to come. So God bless you. Enjoy this broadcast. We're going to go live back to the studio with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Sully. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast. God bless you.
God bless, and thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This Apostle, I want to thank God for this day has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are going to go see the...
Good evening, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I am doing well.
What are your expectations for the service tonight?
Oh, always a miracle healing service to see for Apostle Sally, then to his crusades before. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
If you had some words to describe what you say.
Say that one more time.
If you had some words to describe, because you say you've been to his service before, like to describe your past experience with his services, what would you say?
Definitely miraculous.
Miraculous, okay.
If somebody needs a healing, they definitely need to come through the doors.
Are you looking forward to for the worship tonight?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Been looking forward to it for the last few weeks.
Amen.
Yeah.
Are you expecting a miracle today?
Expecting, always looking for a miracle for everybody. If it's not for me, for anybody who comes to this door, because I believe in miracles.
Amen.
I'm actually a walking miracle, but I believe in miracles.
Amen.
Yeah.
Enjoy the service.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We can hear more and more powerful testimonies of people that came to the crusade, that God touched and blessed. This apostolic comes to life from the studio. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Piercing Darkness Show is about lifting up Jesus. It's about glorifying the Lord. God must be glorified. 561-337-9018. You can call for prayer. 561-337-9018. 18, or you go to our website www.powerevangelism.net. I'm going to be in Vero Beach next week for a miracle crusade. Now you understand, whenever we move to these regions, we come to minister to those that are in need. And this is a non-denominational crusade. That's what Jesus did. He went after the lost. You know, thank God for churches, but you know, we gotta go outside and go after the lost, the sinners, those that need the power of God, that need deliverance. So it's open for believers, and those who don't, if you've never been to church, come to this crusade. and perhaps you'll experience the power of God and find a Bible believing church that can help you nurture you, grow you, because the Bible says forsake not fellowship with the brethren. After you receive Jesus, then you find a Bible believing church in your area and get to know Christ. And this crusade is a non-denominational crusade. We're coming there to lift up Jesus and demonstrate his power. So if you're a pastor in that area, don't be afraid to release your people to come to the crusade. We're not coming to take your members. We're not coming to steal your members, pastor. We're coming there to lift up Jesus. Hallelujah, Bishop. God bless you. We love the people, because some of you try to really, restrain people from going to crusades when they need healing and deliverance. So let them come and get a miracle. It's free admission. It's free parking. Everyone is welcome. Nothing is impossible with our God. All things are possible with them that believe. Glory.
Doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Huh?
What are you expecting from the service tonight?
Oh, I'm expecting God to move mighty.
If you have a few minutes to describe, because this is not your first time, right?
Yeah, I'm a member of this church, yeah.
Yeah, if you have any words to say and to describe your past experience with the church, what would you say?
Oh man, you feel this, it's an open heaven when you come here.
Okay. Are you looking forward to having fun tonight?
Oh yes, definitely.
Are you expecting a miracle?
Oh definitely. I'm expecting a miracle for everybody that's in here.
Amen. And you, ma'am?
The same. Expecting a miracle for not only myself but everyone that's here.
Are you looking forward to the worship?
Oh yes.
Amen. God bless.
561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. I bless the Lord and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. The best is yet to come and nothing is impossible when you believe. Go to our website www.pyvangium.net. One night of miracle coming to Vero Beach. Get ready for your miracle. Jesus is Lord.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracle in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m., with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. I bless the Lord, and his presence will continue within my heart 24/7. God has to be glorified in this world we live in today. You see, the Bible talks about Jesus Christ when he was on earth. He went about doing good, healing all those that were sick. And he hasn't stopped walking the earth, though he's not here physically. But he's walking here by his spirit. And the spirit of the Lord is moving upon the face of the deep, causing life to come. And that's what Jesus is doing on earth. He's moving different from coast to coast, continent to continent, nation to nation, touching and setting captives free, because he is Lord.
Guys, how are you guys doing today? What are you guys expecting from the service tonight?
Life changing.
Yeah. And you, sir? Same thing?
Yes.
How did you guys hear about us?
Our parents.
Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Is this your first time or?
This first time here.
First time?
Second time.
Okay.
First
time. All right. Have a blessed one.
Is the Lord. Glory to Jesus Christ. There's always joy in a city when you come to this crusade. There's always an amazing move of the Holy Spirit. So everyone is welcome. This is non-denominational. We're not limiting God to what he to want. What we're not gonna put limits on God. He can do more than our expectation and our anticipation, because it's bigger than our imaginations. It's bigger than any mountain. Glory to Jesus.
So I believe in miracles.
Our Evangelism Ministries presents One Night of Miracle in Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2140 14th Avenue, March the 16th, Saturday, 7 p.m., with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly.
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive.
Who God has used powerful to pray for the sick, and many have been set free. Blind eyes have opened in his meetings, deaf ears have heard, the cripple have walked, and many have been set free. It's free admission and free parking. For more information, go to powerevangelism.net.
People that are willing to risk will find favor before the Lord.
For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord.
God bless you. If you need a ride to the event, we can help you get to the event if you're within that area or within the routes that we have. Just call and ask. And Jesus is Lord. 561-337-9018. We've established some routes that can help you get to the event. So if you can call, we can make it happen. Come from Palm Bay, Vero Beach, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne. Come from Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, Palm City, Palm Bay. Anyway, you can hear that on my voice. Jesus will be glorified because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Go to www.powerevangelism.net. We're going to hear from you today, and nothing is impossible with our God.
Hi, Brother Jason. How you doing?
Welcome to Aiken. I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. What are you expecting from the service tonight?
I want to see people get healed. I want to see blind eyes open, deaf ears open. I want to see something amazing happen. I expect it. And like the sign up there says, I want to receive it. I'm going to believe it. I believe I receive. And I do. I can't wait. It's always exciting when you guys come to town. The crusades are awesome. And my faith goes up exponentially when you guys come. Ready? It's great.
Are you ready to have some fun tonight?
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm going to have a blast. I don't know what y'all are going to do, but I'm going to have a great time.
Amen. All right, have a good one.
Now, there's a man that believes and excited, you know, is confident in what he's saying. It's amazing to see what God is doing in the lives of people when they believe. Jesus is not limited to natural circumstances or situations. He is on the throne and is still making decisions, and he's there to fulfill his Father's will. And we are here carrying on the assignment. The Father is doing it through his Son, Jesus. We have teams out there evangelizing. And when we come to the city, we really experience the move of God. When we're in Aiken, God really touched a lot of people and blessed a lot of people, you know. And that's the same God we serve. And we were able to broadcast the services live on radio. And they were being beamed throughout this region in two states. And we give God glory for that. Nothing is impossible with our God. 561-337-908 or go to powerevangelism.net. I'll be back after this message. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me live on Piercing Darkness Show. This Apostle Ali. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what's exciting me about today is that we're going to encounter the power of God during the broadcast, because as I teach the word of God, God is going to touch you right where you are, and he's going to bless you, because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. Jesus has never failed to touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick when we believe, because nothing is impossible with our God. He's in control, and he answers prayer. He is in control, and he answers prayer. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. And nothing is impossible when you believe. You know, we have this privilege as God's children to walk in authority. To walk in authority as God's children. Because the church was born in a spectacular way. The church was born in a spectacular way. So there has to be that function in the body of Christ. And God is raising up an army for himself. So we want to encourage all of you that are joining us live on this broadcast that you can receive your deliverance right where you are. You can receive your healing right where you are. And you can have a testimony too, because God is not limited to distance. There is no distance in the spirit. All you have to do is to believe, and you will experience the blessing. So this is Piercing Darkness Show live, lifting up Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we look forward to see you in Vero Beach. We're excited about that crusade, and we're excited about the things that God's going to be doing in the region. We're going to hear the word of God. We're going to experience the power of God and transforming experiences and testimonies, because our God is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever, and nothing is impossible with him. Glory to Jesus. I'll be back after this message. a healer. Joy in Christ. Joy in Christ. For our healer is the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the healer. And glory to God for all those that have been touched and healed and delivered and set free when they believe. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Thanks for tuning into this broadcast. And you're going to be blessed as I share the word of God to empower you with the power of God. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Call for prayer, and we're going to stand with you in faith and believe God to do a miracle for you, because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you're joining us on Instagram or Facebook, welcome to this amazing broadcast as we lift up Jesus. What does the word of God say? And just again to remind you, I'm coming to Vero Beach. I'm coming to Vero Beach for an amazing power-packed crusade. It's going to be amazing. So just expect the glory of God to show up in this special event. Miracles are going to happen. God's going to touch the captives and set them free, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to give you the address. It's 215. Let me make sure I give you the right address so you don't miss it. Go to our website to get more information for this crusade, which is coming up the 16th of March, which is next week. We have just a few days left, 1 week. And the address is the Vero Beach Heritage Center in Vero Beach, 2140 14th Avenue. 2140 14th Avenue in Vero Beach. So we look forward to see you there. You're going to be blessed, because our God is going to be glorified. And all of you that are joining me on Instagram, Facebook, and Periscope, you're welcome. Share this broadcast and let your friends be able to connect with the power of God and what God is doing. This is not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. Our God is bigger than the mountains you face. And I want to encourage you to believe God that it will come down. That which you are dealing with, no matter how big it is, it will come down, because God is bigger than a mountain. 561-337-9018. I want a testimony, and I'm believing God for your testimony. You had people testify. So let's believe God for your loved ones to come to Jesus and get blessed. So let's see what the scripture says. It says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 27. Isaiah 27. I'm going to give you a second to get there. Isaiah 27. Let's see what God is saying. And I'll Isaiah 27. Isaiah 27. I'll be back after this message. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 561-337-9018. The lines are open for prayer. Expect a miracle. Jesus is Lord. And these are breakthrough moments we are entering into right now. There is a breakthrough God has for you. And you need that breakthrough. It's way past due. No need to procrastinate or to wait. Claim it, possess it, take it. God has it for you. And it's not meant to lie. He wants you to walk in that breakthrough. And I believe there is no distance in the spirit. You're going to have a testimony. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 27 and verse 1, in that day the Lord with his sword and great and strong word shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. And that they sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. I, the Lord, do keep it. I'll water it every moment. Least any hearted, I'll keep it night and day. Father, we thank you and bless you for this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, everything is going to be all right. We give you praise because you are in control. You are the captain, you are the Lord of hosts, and you are in control. And everything is going to be fine in the mighty name of Jesus because our God is in control. He has put a wedge between us and the enemy. And the enemy cannot penetrate our defenses in the spirit. So God has put a defense there for you in the spirit, and the enemy cannot penetrate it. I want to welcome all of you that are joining me on social media, on Instagram, on Periscope, on Facebook. I got a word for you today. That devil that has been coming to your mind, putting lies in your head and telling you things are going to get worse, he just lost a major battle. Things are going to get fine for you. Things are going to get better. God is going to remove the clutter of deception that's lingering around you. That attack of witchcraft, whatever it is, God's going to crush it in the name of Jesus. Now, you don't understand that in the spiritual realm, the battles are fought by revelation, and also the enemy is so legalistic. So he wants to use accusation, slanders of the wicked, and all kinds of stuff to block you from receiving your deliverance. But you don't understand that God is a faithful God, and he wants to grant you the victory that you are expecting. But for that victory to be written and to manifest in your life, you have to take position and you'll take ground. You have to take position and take ground and stand on the revelation. It's about the uniqueness of God and how he fights. God will give you victory over the enemy, but you'll take ground. So let's look at the scripture. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, the first level of resistance is the blood of Jesus, definitely. When you understand who you are in Christ and position yourself in the blood of Jesus, you have the ground to resist the enemy, because the enemy is out to steal, is out to kill and to destroy. So he wants to deceive you that you have no right to resist him. But you take your foothold and position yourself in the place where you can resist him. Because the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. That's now we're going to look at chapter 10, verse 19. Warfare is a reality. It's not a myth. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and of all the power of the enemy, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is a spoken word. That letter can be received as a rhema in revelation on the position of the believer in stepping on the enemy. Now, what you're dealing with here in the spirit, you're dealing with the power of delay, you're dealing with the power of stagnation, and also you're dealing with the power of frustration, because a lot of you are frustrated in life. Things are not going the way they're supposed to go. Your expectations are either being missed shot, the shortcoming, or you are dealing with obstacles that are invisible, or you're dealing with coworkers that are getting you mad, or people you go to school, or neighbors, or family members that are really not supportive. So these things erupt in life. And as we deal with these problems in our mind, the enemy tries to push you to the bottom to think that maybe God is not in the thing, or I'm not really doing the right thing. The Bible said, tread, tremble, step on it, prevail, overcome, resist. be steadfast, be firm in your faith. Do you realize that most of the warfare you attract is based on your assignment? Most of the warfare you deal with has to do with the kind of assignment God has put in your life. What has He called you to do? What does He expect you to do? That kind of warfare draws. The warfare you're dealing with is different. That's why you can never compare what you're going through in life with others, because probably the assignment is not the same as your assignment. Angelic activities draws attention. God brings blessings. The Bible said the blessing of God makes rich and adds no sorrow. But you don't understand that the enemy wants you to deny yourself what belongs to you. So, before you give up on the fight, ask yourself a question. What is the will of God for my life? What is God expecting me to do? What's the desire of God for my life? How can I walk in this victory ordained by God? What is God's intention? In John chapter 6, let's continue. Verse 1. After the things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is in the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover of the feast of the Jews was nigh, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes, saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? A need is not an attack. Need is an opportunity for God to demonstrate His power. A need in your life is an opportunity for you to see the goodness of God. It's not will of God for you to lack, but that is where you're going to see His supernatural hand. Because a lot of people, when they see a challenge or a need, that's when fear grips them. But what you may not realize, how did Jesus respond to needs? A multitude has come, it's not enough food to feed them. Verse 6, and said, to prove him, for himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? That's the question everybody's asking. My bank account has 50 cents. Or my bank account has $500, or my bank account has $25, but the rent is $1,200, and I got to pay light bill. Maybe you're asking yourself a question, how am I going to be able to pay my student loan? How am I going to pay for daycare? Maybe you have 5 kids. This is something Jesus was dealing with you. The system of the world is designed to constantly demand from you. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to facilitate for your family. You have to find a job, you have to work. There's all the things that are constantly pounding you. Do you know the word Jehovah Jireh is not just a word? It is a declaration. And when you say the word Jehovah Jireh, you are saying, God, my provider. So that is God made manifest as a provider. Let me tell you, when you worry about your needs, you're insulting God. You're insulting God by saying you are not Jehovah Jireh. Or you're saying, I don't want to know you as Jehovah Jireh. You tell me what debt, what need is bigger than Jehovah Jireh. The Almighty God has a way he can provide for you. Past the systems of this world. But you dare believe and see God move, or you dare doubt and suffer in that which the enemy wants you to suffer in. So, John chapter 6, if you're watching me on Periscope, Instagram, Facebook, you can go ahead and type the scripture if you can. As we read, somebody just typed for me on the screen, so those who are joining me can get it. John chapter 6. We're starting from verse 1. In verse 10, and Jesus said, make the man sit down. Now there was much, the Bible says, now there was much grass in the place. So the man sat down. Why does the Lord look at this man and say, make the people sit down? He could have said, hello, you're not in my budget. You know, in America, when you come to visit somebody, it's the way the culture is here. They're going to ask you, when are you leaving? When are you going? When I just came from Africa, I said, these people are rude. Because in Africa, when you come to somebody's home, and the open door, they don't ask you when you're leaving. In Africa, we just welcome you. And you can stay as long as you want. In America, if you don't have an appointment, hello, wrong address. I don't know you. So, Jesus Christ, these people show up. I mean, you're not talking about five people. You're talking about thousands. Hey, the fridge or the food pantry can't handle 5,000. It's only for those guys getting a little piece. What is two fishes and five loaves of bread going to do for all those people? Send them. Get them away. The kids got to go. They got school tomorrow. You know, this food is not enough. The hot dogs are not enough. Maybe we have to go to some hamburgers from Taco Bell. It's not enough. So Jesus says, sit down. Have the people sit down. The disciples must have asked themselves a question. What are we going to feed them? But the master said, sit them down. So probably maybe he knows what he's planning to do. The faith that Jesus operated in was not the familiar spirit of faith. The faith that Jesus operated in is a faith that is a result of a relationship with his Father. He knew the nature of his Father. He knew the heartbeat of his Father. He knew what his Father would do in a situation. What causing problems with most believers today is they operate in a familiar spirit of faith. The word is so powerful, and I'm going to break it down for you a little bit more. The familiar spirit of faith is when you take on that type of religious, spiritual, sophisticated, analytical way of thinking that your faith, but you're not basing it on a scripture by revelation, but you're basing it off analytical thinking, which limits your capacity to exercise authority. Because if you lack revelation in a matter of the word, you have no authority to activate the manifestation. That's why people find it difficult to believe God. They find it difficult to believe God for a miracle. they find it difficult to believe God for a deliverance because they don't have a revelation of who Jesus is. When you don't have the revelation of who Jesus is concerning provision, then you will worry. David says, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or sit begging for bread. That word begging means you have no right. So how do you approach God when you have no right to access what you are asking for? So it's very important for you to understand that God's kingdom functions on seed time and harvest. And when you have a revelation of who Jesus is, then you understand that if I'm going to receive something from God, I have to have access to it. But how do you gain access to what belongs to you if you believe the lie about your right to access it? And that's what I want to deal with today, is lack is not of the kingdom. But a thief cometh not before to steal. So he wants to steal timing. He wants to steal harvest time. He wants to delay the harvest. So the enemy tries to manipulate, to delay the harvest, to attack your expectation, to meander with your faith in anticipation, to manipulate you into thinking that God is not going to bring it to pass, or God may not show up on time. So that's all he can do. And you can deny him that access. So Jesus challenges disciples to have these guys sit down. So when the people sat down in the garden, the Bible said the place had a lot of grass. So they sat down, and he does something so powerful. Jesus took the loaves. When he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, and as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Watch this. This supernatural harvest was so powerful that the manifestation began when Jesus began to pass it out. If you're a believer and you understand the law and the principle in the spiritual realm of seed time and harvest, when the Lord prays, he begins to distribute. He didn't put it in his stomach. What's the mindset of the people today? My belly, my life, myself, me. Jesus did something so dynamic. I guarantee you he was hungry too, because he was in the flesh, he was human. He was not on wings like an angel. He could have put it in his stomach. It does not multiply when it's in your belly. It multiplies when it's distributed. When increase comes to you in whatever measure that has come, you have to separate. So you give thanks to God, and then you engage in the principle. God has given us principles: tithing, first fruit, seed time, harvest time. Keyword: always remember, you can never outgive God. When you help somebody else, when you bless someone else, when you give, that is a breakthrough open. Number two, when you don't measure the harvest, deal with God based on faithfulness, not on understanding. God is faithful. God is so faithful. So what we see here is the Lord sat people down, give thanks, and the food multiplied. So everybody ate, because God is a faithful God. His intention and his desire was that people may eat and not starve while they're receiving miracles and healing and deliverance. God is so pleased when you have your needs met. So they sat down and ate. Now let me relate to your life today. When you battle those entities, the spiritual wickedness that are trying to come and make life miserable for you, there has to be revelation about what the scripture says, even concerning your relationship with Christ, knowing who you are. Remind yourself, renew your mind, read the Bible. What does the Word of God say about healing? What does the Word of God say about prayer? Relationships. What does the Word of God say about fasting? Seeking God. Being led by the Spirit. What does the Bible say? You have to take that word and act on it. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It is a principle that God has given us. Victory is a demonstration of his greatness. God does not lie. As long as the earth remains, there shall be seed time and there shall be harvest. So if you read the word and begin to confess the word, you're sowing seed. As you profess the word and decree it and repeatedly say what the word of God say, you are sowing seed. You are decreeing into the atmosphere, thus says the Lord. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Let the sick say, I'm healed. If you're isolated, if you're lonely, if you can't see things moving forward in your life, and you're wondering, what shall I do to be saved? What shall I do to move things in my life? It begins with surrender. You have to remember, when they sat down, they went through the process of surrender. When the disciples told them to sit down, it is surrender. Surrender unlocks the breakthrough. Surrendering unlocks the supernatural. They had to go through that process of surrender. So they were surrendering to God. Sit down, surrender. Jesus goes to the Father, surrender. He gives thanks, surrender. He distributes it, surrender. God moves, surrender. Who gets the glory? God gets the glory. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to manufacture breakthrough. You know, I was talking to someone the other day and I say, you know, tithing is so important. And then, you know, he told me that, you know, by the time the paycheck comes, because our bills are on auto pay, the check has been spent. I said, revise it. Make sure that God is taken care of first before you take care of other things. Because God has to be number one. There is no excuse to delayed obedience. Because delayed obedience is disobedience. God is a faithful God. But you have to be obedient. So adjustments have to be made. And it's challenging when you have to make adjustments. In this day and age, we live in with a lot of unbelief and doubt. But the curse must be broken. And how's the curse going to be broken? When you put God first. I want to pray for you right now. If you don't know Jesus Christ in your heart, simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Today, I am born again in Jesus' name. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. May your name be written in the book of life, where you will spend eternity with God forever. But it begins now. And I pray for those that are sick and depressed and discouraged, those who have no jobs, can't feed their family. If the enemy has attacked you and caught you in some type of deception, may the Lord deliver you by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, we have to believe God for things to get better in 2019. Your obedience to God will activate the breakthrough, and God is not going to delay to manifest the breakthrough he has promised, because it's the same yesterday and forever. You just have to put God first and allow God to move in your situation, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. Very, very soon. So prepare for the Lord's return. You'll be surprised when he comes. And I pray that he finds you ready upon his return. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you meditate on God's word, you don't just think it, you confess it. You have to pronounce the word. You have to decree it. You have to speak it. I'll be back after this message. 561-337-9018. Glory to Jesus. 561-337-9018. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give God praise for what he's doing. And we're coming to Vero Beach for a powerful miracle crusade. This is going to be an amazing crusade because the miracles and the signs and wonders are happening just like in the book of Acts. All of you come to Vero Beach March the 16th. It's not too far from where we are right now. Come from Vero Beach. Come from Palm Bay. Come from Jupiter. Come from Cocoa Beach. Come from Melbourne. Come from Indian Town. Come from Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, wherever you are, get the sound of my voice. I look forward to see you. Come from Miami, come from Fort Lauderdale, and come straight to Vero Beach at the Heritage Center, 2154 14th Street in Vero Beach. It's so going to be powerful, exciting. Go to www.powerevangelism.net and sign up today. And it's free admission, get information about our crusade. And also, you can go to powerevangelism.net. All of you that want to come to the crusade, go to www.powerevangelism.net to get information about it. Or you can call us on 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line. We have an information line. And if you need a ride to the event, just call and we'll put you on a route, the routes we'll put together for people that come to the crusade. It's an amazing crusade. I'm expecting God to do mighty things. Bring those who are sick, oppressed, doctors giving up. Bring the ill too. Nothing is impossible with God. Not just the sick, the ill, the oppressed. Demonic witchcraft, God's gonna cast it out. You have to come expecting in faith. If you don't believe, come see. If you believe, come and receive. Jesus is Lord. And this is Apostle Sally coming to you live. God bless you. And I'll be back again next week to bring you more exciting programming at the same time. God bless you. Adios. Peter. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ron.